This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Please be seated. Happy Sunday of Joy. Let's congratulate Marty and his daughter. I think that was beautiful. I wish my daughter could sing. Of course, I wish I could sing. So, anyhow, wonderful to be with you here again today. We lit our pink candle and it went out. What? Wait, something's wrong here. Can't do this. You got to light the pink candle. That's the fun candle. I like the pink candle. Let's do it. I think Marty would approve if I did this, right? So as a kid, I always enjoyed, you know, there were eight kids, and we would light the candle every night. We'd all fight over the pink candle because it was the candle of joy. But let's talk about something a little bit better. Let's talk about the readings today. Starts out, we hear Paul in 1 Thessalonians starts out with rejoice always. And then we hear Isaiah. Isaiah is rich. There are 50 homilies in that reading today, but the part that jumps out to me is prophet describes coming of the Lord as the oil of gladness instead of mourning. And he continues, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my whole being shall exalt in my God, and he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. And we are righteous. Another homily, another day. Righteous in our Lord because we're glad because of the joy that comes from him. And therefore, we're conscious of salvation that our Lord gives us, and that joy fills our lives. We're joyful not only because of our successes and our achievements, but because God's love is greater than all the pain and suffering that's around us. All the pain and suffering that's around us, God's love's greater. And this idea of being Christian is to spread basically the perfume of that love and that joy. And others can sense it and see it, right? By the way, y'all look great in pink. And you know what? It's kind of fun to wear pink. So I see smiling faces now. That's the face of a Christian. And then we also just heard the Magnificat sung so beautifully, I thought I was at a Broadway play. Thank you. You all blended perfectly, by the way. Sounded good up here, Marty, just so you know. It sounded very blended. I so appreciate it. So we hear Mary say her yes, right? And because of her one yes and her continued yeses, throughout her life, amid her hardships, and there were many, right? We hear Mary proclaim the greatness of the Lord, that her spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And because of all those yeses, we have the light of the world come into the world in 8 days, right? Jesus comes into the world as the light that cannot be extinguished. And Mary gives us an example of how amid all the adversity, all the part of the story we'll hear next week on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but still has that child in her womb, and she embraces this plan, special plan that God had in store for her. Her attitude is immense joy, and that endures forever. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And we're participants in this happiness. We're blessed because God came to meet each one of us in the most humblest of way. With absolutely no one would be excluded. Because Jesus is the light that illuminates all darkness. Not for some, but every single one of us. So I wanted to reflect. Oh, John the Baptist, gotta have John the Baptist. John the Baptist was aware of this light, and he makes the no, no, no to these people that come out. The Inquisition people come out, and he says, I'm not this, I'm not this, and I'm not this, but this is what I am. I'm the voice, right? Crying out in the wilderness, prepare the straight way of the Lord. And that way is into our minds and our hearts. So we are invited to open the inner doors of our heart to meet with Jesus in his presence, in his life, and with the practice of this message of light and joy. So I want you to reflect on your week. Where did you find joy in your life this week or recently? I'll confess, it wasn't the first word that jumped out in my mind this week, even though I'm smiling now. I had to think about it. I don't think I think of joy just as the first thing that comes out. I think of work. I think of stuff to do. I guess I'm an American, right? We're all kind of just doing a lot of stuff at this point. But I looked a little deeper, and then I remembered. We were invited, Mike, Kathleen, and I were invited to a party of friends that we knew when we were in our 20s. So you know, remember last century? You remember, anybody remember their 20s? Anyhow, we were young, we weren't married, no kids, all the stuff. And we both, Kathleen and I both, and then a lot of these people who invited us, we were all involved with youth ministry and young adult ministry. My wife was involved in that. And we would meet, and there were a lot of us were leaders, and we did these searches, which were high school retreats, right? Kids for kids in their teens. And we all got to know each other really well, and of course, it was a lot of fun. We sang a lot of songs, and someone actually broke out into the search song. It only takes a spark to get a fire glowing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If you remember that song, and we were all just kind of laughing because it had just came out. And it just kind of rekindled these friendships that we had, whatever it was, 40, 50 years ago, in this sign of good friendship. And that's a sign of joy. And so we all said, well, you know, we got to get together more than once a year at Christmas, and you know, we'll see what happens, hopefully. And one other little thing happened because of that. My wife and Karen, one of the kind of the group leaders, they were talking, as people do. And my daughter has no boyfriend, and her son has no boyfriend. And last night, apparently, they at least talked. So, to be continued. Let's see what happens. And then this week also the ECW invited us, the staff, Father Marty, Dee, me, the rest of the staff, to come to a luncheon. And I had the tables all set up, real pretty, nice tablecloths, pretty plates. Everything was just laid out. The ladies, I think 15 plus ladies, brought kind of their favorite meal or something. We all like ate, and we're all sitting there going, this is really good. This is really good. Thank you. This is really good. And it was just kind of fun. And then after kind of the eating, there were three parts, Barbara McKenzie said, let's go around the room, and we'll start with the youngest person invited to St. Joe's. It was me. Thanks a lot. And so I was like, blah, blah, and say something that's extraordinary or funny or something that jumps out at you, you know, having been at St. Joe's. So I was the guinea pig, I was the newest one, and I was kind of, normally I can talk, you know, on my feet, no problem, I'm gone. A lot of fun things, but, you know, something extraordinary. And then Dee reminded me, she prompted me, Lorenzo, she said one word, Lorenzo. You all know Lorenzo, right? Somebody's son up here. And so at the 11:45 service, he'll stand right there in the corner when he's here. and we're doing the unplugged service, and everybody's kind of moving a little bit because it's rocking. It's a great service. You want joy, come on. And he's over there dancing like Michael Jackson every time. So it just was something that jumped out, and I said, that's what I find some joy in. And then went kind of running around the room, went back to the whoever was here the longest, and then people jumped in. The mood kind of changed and got into what got you. They started talking about how they got to St. Joseph's in the first place, right? And it kept going, and it kind of got deeper and deeper, and then people started saying, once I just felt kind of called here. I was looking, I was church shopping. Someone was in the parking lot. And some son of a priest came over and said, hey, can I help you? And then da-da-da, led to the office. And then got a good welcome at the office from Dee. And then that led to coming. And then other folks said that they just came again, same thing, looking around for a church. And they were so welcomed at the back of the church, in the church, and they were so impressed that the following week, people said hello again and welcome again by name. That's impressive. So that's the stuff we learn in all these little classes, how to build a church. But it's impressive when a church actually does that. So I want to thank you all for doing that and be attuned. That's how the Lord calls. He called his disciples, which you all are. But then he calls his disciples to call disciples, right? So what you're doing, I want to kind of praise you for that, because that was the theme, and that's how people were expressing. And then it got even a little deeper in people saying that this church basically saved them, Father Marty, at times, D, and people within the group of the ECW saved them in that they were going through a crisis, death of someone in their family, sometimes a spouse, very sick adult children. The group embraced them, walked with them through those things. Someone had a very major physical problem, and the group walked them through. I also want to mention, I was at a party with the brothers, same sort of feeling, this kind of embracing, so you're doing the right thing. So there is joy, and there's joy in this church. And I got to tell you, from my perspective, being welcomed, normally the priest is welcomed. It's very important, I appreciate it, but it's the people that walk in. That you're welcoming in, that's all part of this joy that we talk about, because if the light is in us, the light of Jesus is in it, we pass it on. That's extremely important, and that's what we're really called to do. So as we welcome this joy, this presence of Jesus in our lives, I invite you, I encourage you, if you've forgotten joy in your life, a little bit like I have, think about it. And start kind of stringing it. They say, like, string little important good things like joy and hope and love and peace into like a set of pearls. And then you'll look back and say, wow, look at all this. And where did it come from? And is it from here at St. Joseph's and friends here and people that have embraced you over time? Now it's maybe your turn to do the same thing for others. So let us celebrate this joy of this third Sunday of Advent with smiling faces, wear the pink, and let us be ready for the miracle of the manger. Amen.